Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party radio show and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party challenge coin. Challenge coin goes back to 9-1-1. One side of the coin shows a plane going into the second building, and it's a shot from the water side. And on the other side of the coin is a picture of an American eagle. And it says, nothing outperforms American. And on the World Trade Center sign, it says, 911, we forget nothing. That's New York talk from real New Yorkers, not the ones that have taken over the city and given us mayor workout, man. If you knew anything about this guy, you never would have elected him. I could tell you stories, but I'd be making them up. Okay, so the good news tonight is, you know, they've been after President Trump because he talked about doing some experiments. Well, the good news tonight is President Trump just found a cure for the CNN baloney virus. Unbeknown to everybody, our president, who works 20 hours a day, has been secretly working on a rodent repellent known as Democrats Off. It's a time bomb that will tick for 6 months and is scheduled to go off on November the 3rd. At that time, American voters will get a whiff of Schiff and Democrats will be driven from office. And they will leave together on the party succubus. And when it comes to polls, don't believe anybody's polls. The only polls we can trust are in Poland. Stasia and Wanda say Trump USA by 80 million honest votes. And now my first blog of the evening. The subject is Dinks in the Wire. I happened to turn on AOL's blog sites, and archaic NBC still plays the communist race card. Those who divide us will enslave us. When we fall, the last words we will all hear is not to shoot the black man or the white man or the Latino or Oriental. The last words you will hear or kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, why not live like one? Guess how many members are in the Klan throughout the United States? 8,000. And that Klan should give up the stars and bars because they hurt the entire South. And I beg them to give up the stars and bars. Get your own flag, guys. 8,000. That's the total Klan. The media have you believe it's the entire South. and communist comedians always mocked the South. The Stars and Bars belongs to 11 states who wanted to leave the Union. 6% of the Confederacy owned slaves. Most Confederates were sharecroppers, just like the Irish. They didn't own the land that they worked on. Some went to battle with no shoes. Our biggest enemy is the communist media, who plays the people. Beware of baby killers. Trump unites. Democrat communism divides. This message will last 21 seconds on NBC, Nothing But Communists. Spirit of America Party radio show on YouTube, Abu Tam. That's my pen name. I'm the American fundamentalist. It wasn't 21 seconds. It was 17 seconds we lasted on NBC with that blog. Yeah. And you know what message I got? Erased with the words, "This message does not meet our policy." What's that? Mind slavery? Then we come to fun and games, number two. I found the Hate Pence blog on AOL, and I replied with a happy birthday Melania picture of Melania carrying her one-year-old son, Barron. She's a mother, and God loves mothers. And the only mothers he doesn't like are the mothers in the Democrat Party. You know those mothers. Yeah. You ever see the politicians when they're schmoozing one another? And the Republican rules, "I'm reaching out to my colleague across the aisle." When, if he was telling the truth, if he was shot a truth serum, I hate that flat faced mother Fletcher over there. But anyway, if you want to have some fun. So when I put up the picture of Melania carrying Barron, it was removed in 22 seconds from AOL. If you want to have some fun, and if everybody did this, you would bust AOL. Just go up on AOL and blog, "Trump is love." They removed me in 21 seconds. See what you could go for. Maybe you can go for the record. But don't worry, because in 6 months, and before I tell you this 6 months, I got to tell you, I'm tired of looking for Republican whining politicians that are sending out blogs. "We're going to lose our 4-senator lead if you don't send me money." Why don't you get out there and beat them instead of waiting for us to give you more bucks? President Trump told me not to donate any money in his name. He said he doesn't need it and he has plenty. That's what he said when he came down the escalator. So when a Republican comes to me and says, "Look, I'm sitting on my ass and I want you to send some money," I say, "President Trump says not to give you anything." In 6 months, we will all become dentists for Trump. There's going to be lots of communist Democrat extractions. Bartender, a champagne. I'm going to do that's a nice one. I got some nice songs for you. Here's the best Brazilian tune you'll ever hear.
Pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar. Dança o meio-dia pra brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, te olhando cheio da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo que eu vou.
You like that? Gives you a little workout. I'm going to give you a light one now. This is in French, but it's actually has an Arabic sound because the French had a big influence on Iran, and a lot of Iranians speak French.
Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi.
Okay, we're back. I'm just looking through a book I did many years ago. It was right around 9-1-1. And I was looking for a song that I rewrote, a rock and roll song called The Do Run Run. And what happened was when we went into Kuwait and liberated Kuwait, the Kuwaitis were very grateful. As a matter of fact, I think I heard that the Bush went with one plane and came back with two planes. One to carry the goodies, but we'll never know because we're only little people. And the only guy that looks out for little people is El Trumpo. El Trumpo. God's intervention, folks, if you don't know it. So I did a song called The Do Run Run. Oh, what happened was I was there at the Direct from USA trade show, and I was the token small business guy. And the CNN rat used to come out of his little booth, and you've got any news for me today? Yeah, I said, yeah, you're ugly. But anyway, we got to, as a little guy, I got a lot of attention, and I made headlines in a business news, and it was intoxicating. I'll give you an example. We were told we were going into Kuwait on a one-way trip in a CIA plane because they got caught by surprise. The Brits were bringing a trade ship, and the Kuwaitis were going to buy everything. The Emir of Kuwait had said, whatever they have, buy it from them. So the Brits were coming in with a trade ship loaded with goods. So the Commerce Department, which never did the job right, scrambled. And I ended up on a CIA plane one way. Once you were there, you had to find your own way home. And one of the incentives that they offered was freight would only be $1 a pound. Now, remember, I'm a little guy. Freight would be $1 a pound into Kuwait. So you know what I brought? 1,200 pounds of catalogs from small manufacturers. A lot of them in Elkhart, Indiana. They were big in the van business, and there weren't too many. There were no vans in Kuwait when I got there. And I had a Kuwaiti partner, and I told him, you know, we should bring vans. And he says, Mr. Tom, nobody will buy the vans. And the next time I went back, he goes, Mr. Tom, you were right. Vans are big seller now. Too late. The horse is out of the barn. But anyway, so the young Kuwaitis were totally impressed with the U.S. fighting forces. And when Saddam got kicked out, all the young Kuwaitis picked up all the weapons and they were walking around like war heroes. They were carrying the weapons. And I could see the elders looking at them and say, this won't last. We'll put an end to this. But in the meantime, they asked me to bring them Joe Weider products because they all wanted to bulk up like the Americans. And all of the American troops were at Camp Doha, which was outside of Kuwait City. They didn't want the GIs into Kuwait City because they're afraid they'd steal all the girls. That's true, man. That's true. But anyway, there was one GI that eloped with a Bahraini princess. So there was a lot of people upset about that one. But when I came back a year later, none of the Kuwaitis had guns anymore. You got to be careful when somebody takes your guns away. Don't let the Democrats take your guns away. They kill babies. You know what they're going to do to you. Oh, we don't like to talk about abortion, Tom. No, I don't either. Let's talk about adoption. You want to talk about adoption? $65,000 for a, a mother to go President Trump a full term. President Trump's going full term. Mothers can go full term for $65,000. You know what the abortion rate would look like at $65,000? An adoption? Be about 13%. We'll talk about that later. In the meantime, the song that I was looking for in my book is called "The Do Run Run." And if I find it, I will read it to you, the words. But basically, it said, the Kuwaitis loved us in the beginning. You couldn't do, I needed a visa. He said, how long do you want the visa for? And he says, 3 months. He'll give you 6 months. You know the story of Kuwaiti visas? The Kuwaitis would only give 30-day visa to the Americans. So we reciprocated and would only allow Kuwaitis a 30-day visa to the States. And a guy told me a story. He was a guard in the American embassy in Kuwait. And a guy came up to him, a clerk for one of the biggest Kuwaitis in the country. His name was Yusuf Al-Ghanem. And he said to the guard at the gate, this visa is for Yusuf Al-Ghanem. We cannot be coming here every 30 days. And the little private guard, he said, this is the embassy of the United States. And the most that you can get is a 30-day visa. So what do you think they did? They extended the visa for 6 months to the Americans. And then we did the same. So anyway, they loved us in the beginning. I mean, they got their country back. They were refugees hiding out in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis couldn't wait to get rid of them. But anyway, eventually they got fed up looking at Americans. And they started to complain about it. And one guy who had a newspaper wrote an article saying there's the Americans are they're all in our way here. So I did a song, and I wrote an article back. It's in my book. If I find it, I'll read it for you. But there's a song called "The Do Run Run." You ever hear it? Rock and roll by the Ronettes. I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. "The Do Run Run." I'm going to play it for you. So I just took the words and I said, and now the Americans are here and I am crying in their beer. For Saddam, we give big cheer. Yeah. So let's go. Do run, run. going to do a tribute to all the people who serve, especially the Vietnam vet, the most betrayed man or woman in American history. Spit on when he came home from battle. The media destroyed the Vietnam vet. And the ones who got it the worst were the black Vietnam vets, because they didn't have the 10 grand to pay off a senator to get out of the draft. A senator from Tennessee comes to mind. So, I'm going to pay a tribute to the boys. And a word of encouragement to the boys of Nam. You remember who hurt you, and now you have a chance to take revenge. In November, there's only one man you can vote for. Just remember how you were left to die by the Democrats. And they begged Nixon to get them off the hook and get you guys out of there. But I've always said Democrats get you into war and then they leave you to die on the battlefield promising never to run again. You saw what Hillary Clinton did to Muammar Gaddafi. We came, we saw, we killed him. Ha, ha, ha. It was a joke. A joke. So, and November the 3rd is your day. It's your day to get your payback. This president, the first thing he did was strengthen the military. Spent a fortune to give him the latest hardware. And he's not finished. He's not finished. He's for you. He's for your family. He's for your kids. And he's trying to represent all Americans, yet some Americans don't want his help. They want to destroy him. And those are the ones who wanted to destroy you. So payback time is coming. November the 3rd, 6 months. There's an Irish song dedicated. The Irish were put down. They were sold as slaves in the 1600s. An Irishman was worth 15 pounds sterling. Blacks were worth 50 pounds sterling. You don't know that story. The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild harp slung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, though all the world betray thee. When you hear Democrats talking about our allies, we have no allies. Power makes allies. You want to find out how many allies you got? Tell everybody you're broke and weak. One sword at least thy rights shall guard. One faithful harp shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under. The harp he'd loved never spoke again, for he tore its cords asunder and said, no chains shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. It's an emotional and stirring song. This was done Memorial Day, a tribute, 2001. Some are called gobs, grunts, swabbies, flyboys, gyrenes, jarheads, and dog faces. I once asked an inshore boat unit sailor what his unit motto was. He replied, we are just like the seals, only fatter. My favorite tag is Melican Plick. They rank from private to chief of staff. The pace thinks the appreciation is weak and sporadic, and one tour of duty equals a vocational trial experiment. They train, they run, they learn to work together, and their greatest military weakness is that they will not leave a dead or wounded buddy behind on the battlefield, like Obama did, like Obama and Clinton did in Benghazi. And that makes them additional targets for more bullets and a sniper's delight. Songs and poems are written about them, and communist movie stars make believe they feel their pain. The British poet and story writer Rudyard Kipling has summed it up best in Barrack Ballads and the description of the thin red line of heroes. Yes, making mock of uniforms that guard you while you sleep. It's cheaper then, them uniforms, and their starvation cheap, and hustling drunken soldiers when they're going large a bit is five times better business than parading in full kit. Then it's Tommy this and Tommy that, and Tommy owes your soul. We call him G.I. Joe, and Brits call him Tommy. But it's thin red lines of heroes when the drums begin to roll. The drums begin to roll, that's assembly, they got to get ready to march off. The drums begin to roll, my boys, the drums begin to roll. Oh, it's thin red line of heroes when the drums begin to roll. Add to that his Waterboy tribute. Though they beat you when they curse you by the living God who made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. Add to that a line from an old Irish ballad, The Bold Fenian Men. We may have brave men, but we'll never have better. To put it simply, Memorial Day, which is coming up, is the day to give thanks, pray, and remember the vets, men, women, and canines who know the true meaning of the word, my buddy. I believe every able-bodied American should serve one tour of duty. Otherwise, we lose reality's touch and compassion for our military. Never forget them, never abandon them, and bring them all back alive. And that's what Trump does. He's not sending some mother's son to go catch a bullet so some politician can stand on the grave and make a speech. That ain't going to happen. Okay, looking for a tune. Let's see. Got it. Do you know 80% of blacks and 80% of Latinos are Christian? How can they vote in the Democrat Party when the Democrats threw God out at the last convention? There's only one God, and he's in the Trump Party. Here we go. Also coming up is Mother's Day. Here's a little eulogy I did for my ma. I'll just read you the tail end of it. Now she is 91, and for the first time since she gave birth to her fifth child, she is in a hospital. She has a touch of pneumonia, her kidneys are failing, her breathing is labored, and she feels sorry for those who die alone. And you see, with this virus, that's happening quite a bit. She's the last of her family of three brothers and a sister. Yesterday, she was counting out tip money for the help. Today, she's making sure no one gets stuck with the bills. The rent for June is paid. The electric and phone are paid. Her instructions are do not resuscitate. And even at this hour, she is sharp and joking. She is looking forward to eternal rest and says over and over, I had a good life. Even in the end, she is a doting mup. 2 hours before she leaves, I hum her the same favorite lullabies. She used to sing me to sleep with. As she gets ready to sleep, she tells me words every man longs to hear. I love you, son. I kiss the hand that blessed me. And now it is I who turns out the light and says, good night, sleep tight. God bless you, Mom. Tough one.
Thank you.
We're going to beat this virus. We're going to beat the Chinese. We're going to start manufacturing our own stuff again. And the stock market, I predict, will be at 30,000 Dow Jones by the middle of September. At $60 a day. Every day we're up $60, we will meet our target. And from 30, Trump will bring us to 40. You cannot afford not to have this president. Who else is going to bail you out? Unbelievable. Okay, and that's why those are the things I love. Back. I don't want to get heavy. I want to see if I can be more cheerful. Let's see if we can find Al Jolson can always cheer you up.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. the folks in DIX. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the 20. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that 20. So
okay, so we got 6 months to go, and then we punish everybody that tried to plant dirt on President Trump. Could you believe that your FBI in top level is crooked? Can you believe that? I call them the left FBI. When I grew up as a kid, the FBI was the most revered organization of law enforcement in the world. And a handful of guys destroyed the entire agency. Nobody trusts the FBI. You know how many years it's going to take to earn back the trust of the American people? There is a 70-something-year-old communist from Canada, very influential in the Communist Party. Her name is Frances Fox Piven. And if you go to YouTube and you type in Obama under the radar. Obama under the radar. She is on a talk show, I think it's C-SPAN, and she's sitting there with a Soviet KGB agent, a Muslim, and the discussion is the success of communism. And she comes out and says, Obama under the radar has done good things. He has planted some good people. And we see them in the FBI. We see them in the CIA. John Brennan supposedly converted to Islam when he was working in Saudi Arabia. He voted for the last communist candidate, Gus Hall, in 1973. And when Gus Hall was defeated, he told the entire Communist Party at that time, get into the Democrat Party and take it over. And that's what they did. And that's what you got there now. Our media is destroyed. The Washington Post, the New York Times. I never believed. When I went to high school, every priest and brother would come to work with the New York Times under his arm. And it was the recommended reading for current events. And they covered up the murder of 12 million Ukrainians. They hid it from the American people. Stalin cordoned off the breadbasket of Russia because they wanted their farming independence. And he starved them out. He took all their grain, all their crops, all of their livestock, and he starved them out. And when he got finished with them, they were eating their children. And that's a fact. You got to Google that one. And neighbors would swap their kids so they wouldn't eat their own. How's that? Could you live like that? Okay, so we're in trouble. We're brainwashed. The colleges, I'll forget about it. They're a waste of time. Unless you're going for something scientific. If you want to be a successful person in the future, become a robot repairman. So, having said that, I just want you to know that we're in trouble. And Donald Trump is the guy that stopped the bleeding. I know people that call him God's intervention. You can't believe that. But I'll tell you this, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music. It ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
We we're going to close with a Kate Smith song entitled God Bless America. The communist went into the grave and dug up Kate Smith and labeled her a racist. The woman doesn't have a mean bone in her body. They also labeled J. Edgar Hoover as gay, and they waited till he was dead. So, having said that, I'm going to play you God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. God bless America.